Welcome, everyone, to the Abundance Formula Podcast. My name is Gina Oldham, practitioner of prosthetics and orthotics, fitness expert, business owner, lifestyle entrepreneur, and four-time national bikini competitor. This podcast was created to empower people to build abundant lives for themselves, lives that are purposeful, fruitful, and send a ripple effect through the world. From short motivational segments to game-changing conversations with highly successful and abundant people, be ready to learn the formula of common actions, thought patterns, and principles that create abundant living. Whether it be your mindset, health, business, or relationships, the Abundance Formula has what you need to uplevel your life to the one you're called to live. So here we go. Hey everyone, I have a couple quick announcements. First of all, make sure that you are part of the Abundance Formula Community Facebook group. This is a place where you will be able to download workbooks, worksheets, free guides, all kinds of really amazing stuff that I'm creating to go along with each and every episode of the Abundance Formula podcast. These things are meant to help you take the lessons you learn in each episode and really apply them to your own life to create abundance for yourself in whatever area of life each episode is focused on. So make sure you're part of that group and make sure that you're following the new Abundance Formula official Instagram page to have exclusive lives that are happening there as well. And so just make sure you're part of both of those groups so that you don't miss anything that the podcast has to offer to create abundance for your life and to connect you with other like-minded people that are looking to do the same thing. So it's a great place to network, great place to connect and get support and to take things to the next level. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to the Abundance Formula Podcast. Going to go ahead and jump in and say that my littlest one, my two-year-old, is already up. She has this new habit now of literally waking up whenever I'm up, if it's at 4:30, if it's at 5 o'clock, like whatever it is. So I'm having to pivot with this new situation and just kind of like find ways to plow through, like whether it's with my cardio. I always do the treadmill in the morning just so I can knock it out, and I end up having to like hold her. I may have to put her on like in the hiking backpack today and walk on the treadmill. I don't know. I'm gonna have to get creative on some of this stuff because, again, like I just know for me later in the day, working out and cardio and stuff, it just, the percentage of success goes down as the day goes on. And so I just have to get it done. So anyways, kind of in a pivot. So she's awake, all that to say. So again, I wake up early to do podcast episodes as well, because it tends to be the easiest. Don't have to get babysitters. And anyways, so she's awake. So she may come in here and make an appearance, chit chat. So we'll see. But there's always time for motivation. So I wanted to hop on today and talk to you guys. It's almost Thanksgiving. Okay. So it's this Thursday. And I know that one of the number one questions I always get asked from my clients and just online is like, how do you stay on track through the holidays? How do you not just rewind all the progress that you just made? And so I just want to give you some quick holiday hacks today on this episode, so maybe it can help you for this week. So the first tip that I have for you is just look ahead at the festivities of the week. So I would go ahead and either, you know, whatever today is for you when you're listening to this, look at your calendar and see what you've got going on the way. What is the plan? What are your family plans? What are your friends' plans? Is there a Friendsgiving happening? Or do you have multiple activities in the week? Whatever it looks like. So for example, for me, today is my practitioner day at work, and it is the office like Thanksgiving party at lunch. So there'll be Thanksgiving foods at lunch. Everyone's contributing. So that's at lunch today. And then Thursday we'll have one Thanksgiving meal with my husband's side of the family. Then Friday, we'll have a Thanksgiving with my dad's side of the family. And then we go away for the weekend to Gatlinburg with my mom's side of the family and are in Gatlinburg till Sunday. So that's kind of what it looks like. And I know that can throw most people in a panic, be like, oh my gosh, that's so many things in a week. And it is. And so that's where you have to think, okay, so my plan. And there's this balance of, like, for me, I always give myself one free day every week. And same thing for my clients. And depending on each client, maybe they have more than one if they need it in order to stay on their plan, or just a free meal, you know, however it works for each person. But for me, for example, we'll just use this example, one free day per week. So on a holiday right now, then I have to do a balance of say, okay, I know there's multiple things and I can't just like, or I'm not just going to skip necessarily a meal in front of, now if my competition was around the corner, then I would be bringing my own food, whether it was Thanksgiving or not. But I don't have a competition right around the corner. So, and that, as most of you, that may be the case, you know, you're just working on general fitness goals. So today's Thanksgiving at work, it's not like, I also have goals. So there's days I'm on a plane that I will indulge in the meal, and there's days that it's just not worth it because my goal is worth it more than that. So the office party is one of those. I'm bringing the food to contribute, but I'll actually just probably eat the turkey, and I'm going to bring my own rice or complex carb of whatever, you know, I'm wanting. I just happen to have rice prepped, so I'm going to bring my own rice, and there'll probably be some greens, but just in case it's all casserole styles, I'm going to bring my own salad greens with my own dressing that's sugar-free. And I'm just going to have myself set up for my own sides, and I know the turkey will be fine, and I'll have some really good turkey. And if there's any other vegetable sides there that I can have, like whether it's corn or things like that, again, that's not a casserole, then I'll have a little bit of that too. So the office party is for me personally, not a bigger priority than my goals. So I'm not going to indulge in that meal. I'm just going to be disciplined for that meal. And that's part of my plan. So you're going to plan when you're going to be disciplined in your week and plan when you're going to indulge. So not going to do the Christmas party. Or not the Christmas party. Well, you can tell we haven't had a lot of sleep. The Thanksgiving party at work. But I'll eat with everyone and I'll have the turkey. Then Thursday, I will have the Thanksgiving meal with Kellen's family. And the key that I do when I, so I'll eat normal all day. So that's tip number two, stay on your normal eating regimen. So all the days this week, I'm going to stay on my normal eating regimen besides the Thanksgiving meal. And that makes a big difference. People don't realize, like, some people just not eat the day that they know it's going to be Thanksgiving or Christmas, but that really sets your body up to be starving and crave more, and you're going to want to eat more. And even after you've eaten that one meal, then you're going to also want all the leftovers too, because you're pretty much starting off behind. And so really what I suggest to people is don't do that. Eat your normal stuff all through the day preceding that, the indulgence meal, and then enjoy the meal and just stop when you're full. It's a lot easier to stop when you're full when you're not starving from the earlier part of the day. So Thursday, I'll eat all my, the lunch is at like 12:30 or 1. So I'm going to wake up. I'm going to do my normal exercise routine. That's tip number three. Stay with your normal exercise routine. I'm going to get up and do my normal amount of cardio, get my weightlifting in, and then eat my normal breakfast, my normal snack. I'll go have a Thanksgiving lunch. I'll stop when I'm full. And then we'll leave at 2:30. We'll come back home, and then I will continue to eat my normal stuff the rest of the day. So again, for me, I have one complete free day of the week. And for me, again, looking at my plan, so then same thing, I'll do that same routine on my dad's Thanksgiving day, the very next day, Friday. I'm just going to enjoy that meal, but I'm going to stop when I'm full. I'm not going to keep snacking through the evening. I would rather have my full 24-hour free day be in Gatlinburg, because I know it's a lot harder to find things there. It's just the more fun vibe environment that I want to have freebies in, right? There's you guys know I love my donut fire donut in the morning out there. So that's what I want to be, where I have my day, where I'm not, where I can have what I want in the whole day. So I'm basically going to have Saturday in Gatlinburg be my whatever I want to have day. And even still, like every meal, I don't desire to just have crap. But I could if that's my planned day. Oh, look who's joining us. So hang on a second. Let me put her in my lap. Clicking. So Thursday, I'll enjoy my dad's meal. I'll get my cardio. I'll get my workout in. And then we'll leave that evening and go to Gatlinburg. And then basically I will save my full free day for Saturday. And that'll be my fun day. And then we return Sunday. So all of this will keep you more on track because, number one, you're thinking about it. You're not just going willy-nilly. It's very hard to stay on track if you're not prepared. Like if I went to lunch today at work, I didn't have other options, then I would just have what's available there, which the only thing that it's probably going to be clean is the turkey. Everything else is going to probably be a casserole, a bread, a something. And so I would kind of be stuck, and I'd either have to skip, not eat much, which isn't what you want to do, because then you're just going to be craving and unhappy the rest of the day. or come prepared. And so there is this balance with the holidays of, yes, you want to enjoy the holidays. You'd want to be part of it with the family and have fun and all of that, make good memories. But you also have to remember like how you want to feel at the end of the holidays. You don't want to feel like you've completely started over with all the hard work you have been putting in. And it's really easy to rewind 10 pounds in a few days. So you also do, there is the reality that if your goals are important to you, then at some point during the holidays, you do have to be disciplined. It is just the real life of it. So again, most of the time there's every single meal is going to be that important to you. And we all know, even when they're family meals, there's that one family meal that they're the ones that make the best food, right? So again, plan for that to be your more indulgent meal or whatever it may be. And even same thing to that, come to those prepared. So say for, you know, my dad's or even my husband's family side. One of the things that helps me kind of stave off cravings when I'm staying like full and I want to just stay there and not get snacky is to, mommy's working. Is to bring also some of my own snacky things that I want, you know, so whether that's a tasty, you know, I've got these yummy pure protein bars that are like brownie with sprinkles on them. And so they say, stop, honey. Here, Taylor, hold this. See, we make it happen, people. Okay. Bring your own snacky stuff. You know, stick a protein bar or two in your purse or, you know, a Premier protein shake, or there's a lot of other good ones like that. You can just bring your own and stick it in the fridge. I'll bring my own diet Dr. Peppers, my own diet drinks. So after I've maybe had a glass of wine and the food, I now have my other snacky stuff. So if we stay at someone's house long enough that I'm going to be snacky again, then I'll have a healthier option to snack on and or to just drink, you know, and that'll keep me feeling satisfied till we get home. So again, this is all part of just looking at the week and planning when you'll indulge, planning when you're going to be disciplined. It's going to have to be that balance. You will slide back in your goals if you decide to just fully and completely indulge in every single festivity of the week. And, you know, and that's obviously up to you. And then you can just bust butt when you get back. But again, most of the time people aren't happy with that, which is why they ask me the question, how do I stay on track during the holidays and not do this again? So I've got like hair tickling my face and not do this yet again. And so that is my tip, is to look at your week, see what the festivities are, see when the ones are that are the ones you really want to indulge in, who makes the best food, you know, how the vibe's going to be there, you know, how long you might be there, all that kind of stuff. Like again, Gatlinburg, we're there the whole weekend. We're there, you know, Friday night through Sunday morning. So that's going to be, again, I know, a more difficult time to always find the exact thing that I want and need over that longer span time period. So it's smarter for me to plan for that longer time span, you know, of the 24 hours to be my free time where I'm not, you know, trying to get back on the bandwagon as quickly, because it's going to be more difficult than just a one single meal. So just look at it like that and think, okay, when am I going to be disciplined? When am I going to indulge? And then stick to that plan, always in the forefront of your mind, paired with the holidays and all of the fun, is to remember your goals. Because if we think about it, there are so many things through the year. There's so many reasons to celebrate, which is great. There's so many reasons to be grateful. There's so many reasons to get together with family. And some of you are very social and you get together with your friends multiple times a week. Like there's some clients of mine that I've had that they're like, how do I do this? My friends love to go out to, you know, eat the bars, you know, multiple times through the week and all of that stuff. And they're very social in their lifestyle. That is great. But if you also have a fitness goal and you know that it's not working for you to be able to drink alcohol multiple times a week and go to those bars and eat the fried chicken every single time you do it, then if you want the goals you want, you'll have to be disciplined at some point in your life, right? You'll have to do that because you want things for yourself. So then you have to, at some of the times when you go out with your friends, make better choices and get the salad with grilled chicken and your, you know, dressing and, right? You'll have to make a better choice because you want things that may be different than what your friends want. And doesn't mean you can't go out with your friends. It means you just want things and you make a better choice. And you can also choose to have a bad attitude about that and to be foul when you go out with your friends, because you're not eating fried chicken. Or you can actually embrace your new identity of like, you want these fitness goals and these health goals for yourself. You want to feel a certain way And so you're choosing decisions that align with that. And you are excited about that because you're going to get results. You're getting results. You're excited about results. You're excited about how you feel. And that is something that will brings you happiness, you know. And in the very beginning, when you're changing some of these habits, it will be, you know, a choice to be like, I choose to feel happy about this because I know it has the long-term benefits and, you know, I'm reaping what I want from this. But then I promise when you stick to it, it will become your new routine and you won't think twice about it. And you'll genuinely be completely happy with your salad with grilled chicken when everybody else is having fried chicken. And you're going to feel great the next day and you're going to feel good even going out in your cute dress or your cute outfit to that friend thing, right? So at some point you do though in life know there's too many holidays, there's too many get-togethers, there's too many reasons to celebrate, which is awesome. So if you want new fitness goals for yourself or you want to get tighter or toned or whatever your goal is, everybody's goals are different, then and maintain where you are or progress further, then you have to be disciplined at some point. So it can happen and it be fun. And the way I'm explaining it, I promise it doesn't have to not be fun. In fact, I think a lot of people enjoy the holidays better when in the back of their mind, they're not constantly actually worried about the fact of like, oh, I know, but I'm going to feel like crap by the end of this week. And I'm already pre-sad about the fact that I know that I'm going to gain 5 or 10 pounds over this week and have to start all over with my fitness goals. So many people, like all my clients will tell me, like we all know what that feels like to, in the back of our minds, be thinking that and worried about that the whole time we're trying to enjoy the meal in front of us. And I'm telling you, if you'll approach it with some more intention this week, then you'll actually enjoy it more, have more fun, even in the discipline, because you have a plan. You'll feel more empowered around the choices you're making and it won't feel so chaotic, flagrant. And then in the back of your mind, just be like, ugh, I'm going to be feel so scroungy during this week. And then the next week trying to get back on track. And then there's just a few more weeks to Christmas and we all just go downhill and lose it from there. So that's my tip. And if you need help with this, this is where I talked about this last month when I did a fall flash sale for our personal training and talked about of all the times of the year, people have it backwards. The times of the year that you need a trainer is this time of year in the holidays when you need someone potentially to help you stay accountable, to help you think of ways to plan around holidays and tons of festivities, to help you stay on track, to know you're going to have to be back to your trainer the next week and maybe even take progress pictures and measurements. Like these are things to help you remember your goals in the thick of the festivities and keep you on track and just mainly to give you ideas to help you know how you can go through the holidays and keep your results. So I highly encourage if you don't have a trainer and you feel like you need one, or if you've struggled in the past to stay on track through the holidays and could benefit from one, then I highly suggest it. We're doing a Black Friday sale right now that goes through Saturday the 25th, 15% off of all of our in-person training. And for online training, we're actually doing where if you do a free month, then you'll get a free 30-minute virtual training session with myself or my husband, whoever you're training with. If you commit to 2 months, then you'll get 2 free virtual training sessions for 30 minutes. And if you do 3 months, you'll get 3. That's ultimately like $120 value. So for online training. And then we also, as far as in-person training, do virtual training as well. So it's an in-person experience, but virtually through the computers. If you don't live near us, then we can still be live with you, training you from your own home or your own gym, just not literally in person side by side, but we are still live training with you, counting, telling you what to do next, you know, in your home or in your gym with you virtually. So that is also an option and also 15% off. So shoot us a message at oldhamstrong@gmail.com. Or of course you can DM me at Gina, Jeana _ Oldham, Oldham. Also on Facebook, you can shoot me a message at Gina Oldham on there. And let us know if you're interested in either of those sales. But again, no matter who you're training with or whatever, if you need the accountability or you need some ideas to bounce off of, or just somebody you can text to be like, help me, what'll I do? Then I highly suggest getting a trainer through the holidays because it's really going to help you not start out January 1 feeling awful. So that's my tips for this holiday season. Hope y'all have a great rest of your week and I'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks so much for listening. I hope that you love this episode and that it was able to help you move in the right direction towards building the life that you want. If you take just a quick moment to leave us a positive 5-star review, I'd be so, so grateful, and share with any friends that you think would love it. This not only helps spread the mission of this podcast, but it helps to open the door to even more amazing guests and opportunities to better support you in amplifying your success and overflowing your cup with abundance. Thanks again, guys. and catch you on the next one.